Okay, we're going to go to public comment period. And I don't know that I have any cards.
These two.
These two?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can someone close the doors in the back? Please. Okay. Two speakers for public comment. Sarah Corbin and then Barbara Graves. And if anyone else wishes to address the board on any item not on the agenda, please fill out a speaker card and present it up here. And we'd like to hear from you. Okay, Ms. Corbin?
Hi. I seem to have messed that up somehow. Good afternoon, board. Thank you for the opportunity to make comment off the agenda here. I'm representing Surf Rider Foundation, and today specifically on this item, I'm here to talk on behalf of the San Luis Bay chapter of the Surf Rider Foundation. My full name is Sarah Corbin, for the record. At a recent regional board meeting, San Simeon Community Service District's NPDES permit was renewed for their current facility that operates using secondary treatment methods. And we did not make comment at that time, but the chapter of the San Luis Bay chapter hopes that this renewed permit does not serve as an avenue for San Simeon to delay compliance with the regional board order requiring the plant to upgrade to tertiary treatment by September of this year. Although Mr. Schultz, counsel for San Simeon Community Service District, has indicated that steps towards tertiary treatment have been made through acquisition of studies and various analyses of costs associated with the upgrade, and we commend this, it's still unclear if the Regional Water Quality Control Board will grant an extension on the compliance order, and when and if San Simeon will actually fulfill the order. It is clear that they will not meet the originally mandated deadline of September 25th. Therefore, the San Luis Bay chapter encourages San Simeon and the board to pursue an extension of the time to complete the tertiary project and thereafter to work diligently to complete the project within the parameters of the time extension, if the time extension is granted. San Luis Bay Surf Rider recognizes tertiary treatment and eventual water recycling as a wise water investment and protection of ocean water quality and also local water supply. Utilization of reclaimed water displaces the use of drinking water in landscape application, industry, and fire control, while offering the opportunity for wetland and open space restoration and replenishment of groundwater aquifers. The chapter supports the regional board assessment and order to tertiary treatment and asks that the regional board hold San Simeon Community Services District to upgrading and encourage them to comply with the order as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Barbara Graves? She left?
She'll be here in a little bit, so maybe we can get back.
Okay, all right. Anyone else for public forum? All right. What's next, Mr. Briggs? Number 10?
Item 10 is the timber program update.
Okay. Yes.
Was 9 requested a advisory action?
The Salinas stormwater update?
A recommendation, Water Board approved proceeding with a cease and desist order?
No, there was a supplemental sheet that said they were not recommending at this point.